It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I spent a lot of my teenage years on a slow downward spiral experimenting with drugs and alcohol.
I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that?
Babies are one of my many areas of expertise. Growing up, I performed my own circumcision.
Boobies. Boobies.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number. We were going to do something. We're going to do something else now, which means we're going to probably take some more of your phone calls. 877-365-3636.
Does that count as show planning when you say that?
It doesn't happen very often. Actually, we're always very well organized, but I just, we got on that subject
of TV people.
I have that taste in my mouth, and I'm
Taste of Maddow?
The taste of Maddow, and I'm rapidly Listen, I believe I've come to a conclusion.
Yes?
I think I'm a perfectly normal American sexist male.
I think you're perfectly normal.
Thank God you use your powers for good.
Now, you were saying, you don't judge women by their looks, but you very much
care about women. It depends on the context. If that woman is all about, any given woman is all about her looks, then that's what I pay attention to. Rachel Maddow isn't about that.
So with that said, you have never looked at a particular TV anchor and said, man, that lady is super hot.
Oh, yeah.
And I watch her because she's hot.
And I felt both ashamed and proud at the same time.
See, I am ashamed as well.
You know,
and proud, just like Buzz. Yeah. That is very, very true.
I would love an episode of, what's the Howie Mandel show? Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal.
And they had 50 Rachel Maddows holding briefcases.
Let's go to Sam.
But they don't.
Sam, where are you calling from?
In Sacramento.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
Boo. How you doing? Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you, Sam? Good.
Hey, how about Rachel Maddow as Brandon Tina?
Brandon Tina?
I missed it.
That's the character in Boys Don't Cry.
Okay.
Tina Brandon becomes Brandon Tina.
Thank you very much. I'm glad somebody got that. Chad in Sacramento, how are you? Hello, Chad.
Hey.
Yes, Chad.
Hey.
Yes, go
ahead. Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Sean. Well, Joe, it's so funny. Joe yesterday, how many times did Joe come into the studio yesterday?
Like six.
The energy cycles of Joe Artinger. Today Keith is spelled K-E-E-T-H.
Oh, there you go.
It's Brian, the many, many moods and cycles of Joe Artinger.
So I actually I'm coming in your defense. So I don't know if this is going to help you or not.
It would help if you had a better phone.
Yeah, terrible phone, man.
Sorry about that. Hold on, let me switch the Bluetooth off real quick.
All right, here's the deal. People... Really, Bluetooth does not work on this radio.
Okay,
all right, go ahead, Chad, or Sean.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Bill. Turn your radio down. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Too many tries.
Glenn in Alexandria, George. You are on the air. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Mike. I was just commenting. Have you noticed that she looks a lot like Ralph Macchio from Karate Kid?
All I said when I was attacked before... And incidentally, Beth Ann, come back in here because I want to pursue this just a little bit further because I am kind of confused.
I'm confused about my own.
Yes, I think she looks like a lot of men.
And Rachel has achieved her goal. And
yes.
You're confused.
I just don't. I think I'm looking at her as a TV personality and first, and a woman second.
No. You're looking at her. I'm not attacking you.
Thank you for the call,
Glenn. I'm not attacking you.
I know.
You're looking at her just like. The red-blooded American male that you are.
Mm. Yeah. You're man, she's woman.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're a little upset that she's not like the woman you want to see.
I will agree that there is a double standard with anchor men and anchor women in America. I know there is. However, not as much as the hiring as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got some real battle axes on local TV.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You really, really do. But I sure like it when they're hot. I've always talked, we always talked on the old show about the fact that LA News was always so much more vibrant and exciting. And,
like a beauty pageant.
I mean, look, and some of those, women that they have doing the weather out in LA morning,
Oh,
is incredible.
Yeah.
If we enforced your rule.
Super hot.
If we enforced your rule, there'd be no Candy Crowley.
And now, Candy Crowley, with that said, and right. I am somebody who has made Candy Crowley jokes for a million years.
I know.
And do you know who I think is the no holes barred, most objective, best analyst of all of them?
Down the middle, yeah.
Candy Crowley
is
absolutely superior.
Mm-hmm.
I think she organizes her thoughts. She doesn't get emotional.
Right.
She's not trying so hard like Campbell Brown does.
Right.
But she does try to dress herself up a little, though.
She does?
Yeah, I'm not saying.
She does.
It's not about physical beauty as much as it is about effort.
But you know what?
But don't you think with weather, you're really listening to what they say?
With weather?
Yeah.
Depends on who's doing the weather.
It really depends on who's doing the weather.
And I would like to applaud Channel 9.
You know what I'm realizing?
Nine.
This issue is completely, completely confusing me.
And subjective.
Because I think I am a sexist pig, but I'm very comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
I mean,
what's the problem? You're not a pig.
I'm not a pig. No. You really are just a normal, red-blooded American man.
Example,
you're all boy.
You're not selling them to fire Rachel Maddow because you think she's valid at what she does.
Oh,
that's what a pig would do.
She's brilliant. She's brilliant.
But you're a little sexist, as we all are. You're a little sexist because you want her to look a little nicer.
I'm asking
on TV.
For two pearl earrings and a little gold necklace.
Perhaps
a big gold necklace.
Because
that neck,
right.
I swear to God, that neck's like the Triborough Bridge.
See, yeah, and I want Tim Gunn to wear plaid and boots, but it isn't going to happen.
Tim Gunn dresses up.
I know, but I'm saying
Tim Gunn does not wear a mohawk.
Asking Rachel Maddow to wear pearls is like asking Tim Gunn to wear plaid. He's gay. He's not going to do it. She's a butch lesbian. She's not going to do it.
See, now I think you're making assumptions. How do you know she's a butch lesbian? How do you know that might be her whole persona on TV? How do you know she might get home at the end of the day and she puts on lipstick and she becomes a cover girl and then, you know, the lady with the mullet comes home with the flannel shirt and the boots? And then she goes, you don't know?
I don't know, but if somebody besides you thinks I'm wrong.
And you're just doing this whole spiel to get more chicks.
Well, if it'll work, let me see what I can get away with.
What if we asked Tim Gunn to wear a pearl necklace?
I think he would.
That's disgusting.
I think he would, too.
Let's go to Sean in Sacramento.
Hello.
Hello, Sean.
I'm off the Bluetooth. Is that any better?
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Okay, hey, so in defense of you, I would like to ask, since Beth Ann is still there, what about Tucker Carlson? That's the biggest dweeb on the network.
He's a complete dweeb.
He's the one with the bow tie, right?
He's fired, isn't he? Isn't he not on TV anymore?
But he does make the effort, though.
He wears earrings and a necklace.
Well, so does Rachel Maddow.
Ryan from Fairfax. Yes, you're on the air, Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Number one, you're totally not a sexist.
Thank you.
You have an expectation of what you want your TV personalities look like, and that's 100% valid. However, she looks the way she does, sounds the way she does, probably smells the way she does, because she is appealing to the viewers that watch her show. And quite frankly, she probably doesn't care.
Hold on, Ryan. I got to stop you right there. She's appealing. She's not appealing to me necessarily, and I do watch her show, though. Are you saying that she's got a certain following?
A fan base?
Of a fan base that like that look?
Yes, and quite frankly, they probably expect it because of her viewpoints.
So you're saying because she looks like a lesbian, and I'm confused. Where are we going? Because I think you're agreeing with me, and then you're saying something that might be like borderline evil.
I don't read him either, Mike.
No, I'm not saying lesbian. I'm saying she obviously has an opinion that's exceptionally left-wing, okay? And that's what she talks about, and that's how she presents it. But at the same time, she makes a conscious decision to look a certain way because in her mind, number one, that's her, and two, she's successful because it appeals to a great number of people, because obviously she has ratings and she's still on the show.
Okay. I think I might get what you're saying.
I don't know if I do.
He's saying that there are a lot of left-wing lesbians that like Rachel Maddow because of the way she looks.
But that's not
Am I right, Ryan? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's part of it. That's absolutely correct.
But I don't necessarily agree with that.
Right.
I think that, but I don't doubt for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And look, we are making so many judgments and so many assumptions here that might be wrong or right. I don't know.
But here's
what I think. Yeah. Rachel Maddow gets done.
Right.
Rachel Maddow perhaps walks out to dinner and bumps into somebody that's in the life.
Okay.
And they come out and say, man, I love the way you look. I love the way, you know, you don't have to spice it up. You're not covered with makeup like someone. I wouldn't doubt that gets said to Rachel Maddow. And she totally digs. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe a little makeup.
Just to cover her beard.
That's it. Thank you, Ryan, for the call.
That's not funny.
You know what? I usually like to think that I can get my head around a lot of issues and really figure it out. But this tiny little Rachel Maddow thing has got me a little bit stumped.
I think you need to look within.
That's why they call it gender confusion.
Let's go to Tony. Look within.
Look within, Mike.
Rob, Father Rob Spiewak.
There is no try.
Tony, you're the last call on this. Then we got a break because we have to open up the audio vault coming up next. Tony, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. You are a sexist.
Right.
As am I. But it's a double standard. What if your daughter was a weather girl? What would you want her wearing? Would you like her to have the pearl necklace? I certainly wouldn't.
You mean as far as, like, being dressed up and looking,
looking sexy for men to watch the weather. Otherwise, I don't care about the weather. I can go outside and say it's sunny out.
See, all these confusing questions, too.
We don't have
your question better, Tony. I'm not sure what you mean. Would I want my daughter to be objectified sexually? Is that what you're saying? No, I would not. No, I would not.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm a normal American male that way, too. You can sit there a man and gawk at women that are wearing a tube top, and then if your daughter gets arrives in a cab and gets out and she's wearing something low cut, you can say, button that top button. Right. That's the hypocrisy that's being an American man.
It doesn't prevent me from wanting to send a telegram and flowers over to Channel 9 and say, thank you for hiring Angie Goff.
And there's a new weekend anchor on, I believe, Channel 7.
I don't normally watch 7.
She is a woman. She is a woman of great beauty. The celebrity she most resembles. No, she look. I think it's. God, I'm bad at anchors. I wish you memorized the anchors like Don used to. Well, Don used to know every anchor on TV. I loved that when he would do that.
I don't. Don't look at Channel 7.
Channel 7 on the. I think
Brian
it's on the
Vander
weekend.
Graf.
She. All right. Who was? Who was the? Was it Brandy that was the girl that was like Cinderella? She was the. This woman.
Is it
like,
on Channel 7?
It's close to her.
Oh no.
She's like. She's somewhere between Halle Berry. Uh-huh. And I don't know. She's a very unique-looking woman, but she is very, very gorgeous. And
she's Weekend.
You think her name?
She's Weekend.
And he thinks it's Channel 7.
Might be Brandy?
I don't know.
Brandy?
What's happening to the time here?
It's
damn it,
we're
having fun.
We're having fun.
All right, well find this woman on the internet for me. Bring her to me.
This woman of great beauty.
Track her down.
In a tube top.
Look, I love all people.
That's the first thing you've said that's a lie.
I love all people. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be back after these commercials.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.